Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, May the 16th, 2023, I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe clearing suspects implicated in the Al Jazeera documentary series alleging high-level corruption in the export of gold and money laundering by suspects who said they were working with President Emmerson Mnangagwa, a claim the president has yet to address. Following the explosive investigative documentary titled Gold Mafia last month, the RBZ's Financial Intelligence Unit said it had frozen assets of those who featured prominently, including Mnangagwa's special envoy, Hubert Angel, gold dealers Kamlesh Patton, Ewan McMillan, and Simon Rudland. But in a statement yesterday, the Financial Intelligence Unit's Director General, Oliver Chiperesa, said his unit, quote, working in close collaboration with law enforcement agencies, has since concluded its analysis of the four episodes of the Al Jazeera documentary and has also analyzed the financial assets and transactions of the persons implicated in the documentary and has determined that there is no good cause for the freezing order to remain in place. The FIU, or Financial Intelligence Unit, has not identified transactions or assets linked to money laundering and related financial crimes connected to the allegations in the Al Jazeera documentary. The director continued, in view of the above, the Financial Intelligence Unit has directed financial institutions to unfreeze all the accounts and other financial assets that had been frozen pursuant to the directive of 31 March 2023. The unfreezing action is without prejudice to any further investigations that law enforcement agencies may wish to commence or continue against any of the persons involved. Some of the allegations in the documentary relate to money laundering and financial crimes alleged to have taken place outside Zimbabwe's borders. The Financial Intelligence Unit, if so requested, stands ready and is indeed mandated to cooperate with any international investigations against any of the persons or entities mentioned in the documentary. That was the director of the Financial Intelligence Unit. With the Reserve Bank effectively saying it has found no evidence of wrongdoing by Mr. Angel and others, some lawmakers were pushing for an investigation by Parliament. But House Speaker Jacob Mudenda issued a statement yesterday blocking any such inquiry by the legislature, saying that must be done by the police and the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, and both agencies say they are still investigating. Lee Chonanjani, Zimbabwe Omuhle, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lwebhanga elikhulu lelizwe ele Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, lona elithi selikhulule imali kumbe ama bank accounts abantu abaphume kufilimu ye Al Jazeera beziqhenya ngokuhuquluza igolide leZimbabwe abafana lesikhonzi sikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, uMnumzana Hubert Angel, uKamlish Patton, uSimon Rodland labanye. Ibhanga leli lithi lenze uphenyo kodwa lithi kalitholanga ubufakazi obukhomba ukuthi abantu laba badala icala. Kwaziwa ivatiriri be-Studio 7 na nasimuchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa chisungo cha Turane Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Chekuti hapana mhosva dzakaparwa nevanhu vakabura mudocumentary Re-Al Jazeera rinonzi Gold Mafia. Vachitaura kuti vari kuita sei uori wekuburisa goridhe munyika uye kuchenesa mari yakasviba inenge yabva kunze kwenyika. Banga iri rakanga rambobata mari yevanhu ava vanosanganisira vaHubert Angel, avo vanova mumiriri wemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana, vaKamlish Patton nevamwe. Asi RBZ inoti yasunungura mari izi mushure mekunge yashaya umbowo wekuti pane akatyora mutemo. We will bring in our guest to discuss this issue shortly, but first, an update on the war in Sudan. The UN Refugee Agency says the number of people who fled from Sudan to Chad has doubled to 55,000 in the last week, many of them women and children. VOA's Henry Wilkins spoke to Sudanese refugees who just arrived at a newly created camp in Borota, Chad.
Aid groups are struggling to help 25,000 refugees who arrived in Chad from Sudan last week. The recent influx has almost doubled the number of Sudanese refugees in the country since the Sudan civil war began April 15th. To reach the site of a camp housing the new arrivals, VOA flew from the capital, N'Djamena, and then drove 4 hours to the remote town of Borota on the Chad-Sudan border. Here, a settlement that didn't exist a week ago is now the size of a town. The refugees have come from Western Darfur, which has been ravaged by lawlessness and intercommunal violence, mostly consisting of ethnically Arab armed groups terrorizing black Sudanese. Sudan's conflict triggered the spate of violence. Refugee Khadija Abeb Abdul Rahman told VOA how it is she arrived at Borota.
We're coming from Congo because of the fighting. There are a lot of terrorists there. That's why so many refugees have fled here. This is all I brought with me. We don't have anything else. We're here for food and security.
Meanwhile, Isaac Bakar says he has been living in Borota since last week. He describes seeing a group of armed men raiding his hometown of Konga before he fled.
They were just breaking into people's houses to steal money. And if you didn't have any money, they forced you out of your home and sent you south, or they killed you. I saw them killing people. If I had owned a phone, I would have recorded it.
The mayor of Borota, Toko Bahat, says he is happy to welcome the refugees as his guests and points out his community has strong ties with those across the border, but resources are strained.
People need a lot of help here with food and especially water. Because of no rain, there is a scarcity of water. There are kids who need help and refugees who have no job.
UNHCR is putting basic sanitation in place and bringing water, but warns there is still much to do.
The need is great, and our support is minimized because of a funding shortfall. We really calling for international community to support and continue to support to those new arrivals.
Chad's rainy season starts this month. The deep gullies on the road to Borota will fill with water, making access for aid groups more difficult. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Borota, Chad.
VOA's Henry Wilkins are reporting there. Thank you so very much. We'll be right back after this short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe clearing culprits who were implicated in the Al Jazeera documentary series, Gold Mafia. Our guests tonight are Tim Muringai of the opposition CCC here in North America, Dr. Masumba Mabaza of ZANU-PF in the UK, and the human rights lawyer Kenneth Masie, who is joining us via Skype from the great state of Texas here in America. Gentlemen, thank you so very much for joining us. Let me start with you, Mr. Masie. After watching the four-part series of Al Jazeera alleging money laundering and gold smuggling in Zimbabwe, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe's Financial Intelligence Unit says there's no evidence of any wrongdoing there, and Parliament is refusing to institute its own probe, the Speaker of Parliament. What's your take?
Yeah, it's quite sad and it's quite unfortunate that we have a situation like this. You would have thought that these investigations were supposed to be done by an independent body that was supposed to be constituted and investigate all these allegations. But it's more of a situation where a hyena presides over, you know, the death of a goat, and it then just finds itself not guilty. Because all these shenanigans that are said to have happened, the Reserve Bank itself had something, in fact, it was implicated somehow in all these transactions. So for it to come out and then say that there's no evidence of wrongdoing, of course, even if there is no evidence of wrongdoing, the procedure or the appearance of the investigations itself are in doubt, because these investigations, to me, they were supposed to be done by an independent body, a body that was supposed to constitute, members of the public, and also involve somehow the parliament itself, of which that has not happened.
In other words, Mr. Masie, you are saying there is a clear clash of interest here, a conflict of interest by the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, because it was also implicated in this documentary. So, in other words, they should not have been involved in this investigation.
Correct. It being, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe itself, and also the magnitude of, the allegations, which also implicated the head of state, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe was supposed to just, be sort of a bystander in these investigations. And an independent commission, as I said, was supposed to be constituted, not just to make sure that these investigations are done properly, but also to inspire confidence in the public, because this issue is a public issue which needed to be addressed with everyone's participation and every citizen's being certified that the investigations have been done to the best of whatever ability that would have occurred. But this is not what we have seen. The parliament itself has been muzzled. The speaker of the parliament has stopped the talk or investigations of these shenanigans involving corruption, which also casts doubts in the minds of an ordinary citizen as to what really happened here. Was there any investigation that was done, or something was just swept under the carpet?
Thank you there, Mr. Masia, and please do stay on the line as I bring in Mr. Tim Moringai of the opposition Triple C. And I must say that the Triple C lawmakers in Parliament today, people like Tendai Biti and Charlton Wende, were pressing for an investigation, even with the Speaker saying yesterday that there is not going to be any such inquiry by Parliament because other arms of government are investigating. Mr. Moringai, good evening and welcome to Live Talk. Your take, the Reserve Bank has spoken, absolving Mr. Angel and all those people you saw in the documentary, Gold Mafia.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Nkomo. Yes, sir. I would like to just piggyback on what Mr. Masia said in terms of the Reserve Bank standing aside and having an independent investigation, because this is a very, very serious matter. It has national consequences. It has immigration consequences. It has a lot of strings attached to it, which needs the professionalism and the true scope of what's really going on in Zimbabwe, because we need to have an account and audit of what's really going on to our minerals in order for our country to move forward. We thank our members of parliament, Honorable Vice President of our party, BT, and Secretary General, Mr. Wende, for pushing the Speaker in parliament, because he said that there was going to be no investigation, of which there is no constitutional mandate which the Speaker is coming from. So, yes, we need a deeper and thorough investigation. And to add on to what Mr. Nasir is saying, we would think that the CIO director, Mr. Moyo, the military intelligence guys, will be investigating this to see how porous our borders are, to see tons of gold disappearing from the country unaccounted for.
And coming to you, Dr. Mavaza, many people are saying this is a clear cover up by the Reserve Bank and the Speaker of Parliament. What say you?
The first thing
Go ahead, Dr.
Mavaza. Thank you. And I was to say, to start with, there is no cover up here. The investigative team for the Reserve Bank is not Reserve Bank. It has the capacity to investigate the Reserve Bank. So there's no conflict of interest, as my advocate Masie was saying. So there is no conflict of interest on that aspect, number one. Number two, they've actually looked and into the whole case. They looked at the case on the ground. They've realized that there is no evidence that actual gold has left Zimbabwe. There is no evidence that any money has come into Zimbabwe. There is no evidence except what people were saying on the Al Jazeera documentary. Al Jazeera documentary, it is a documentary where people were just name-dropping, trying to behave and appear big. I want you to make no mistake. I am not supporting corruption. Neither am I supporting those charlatans on the Al Jazeera documentary, like Gilbert Angel and those other guys. No. But I'm simply saying, while they were idiots enough as to mention names of people, there was no proof that those people they're mentioning are supporting their misdeeds. In other words, there is, to start it, there is no conflict of interest by IFU investigating. Number two, there is no cover up at all, because they are simply saying, and which is what you applaud, they are saying if any other international investigator would want support from the IFU, they are prepared to assist and to help. And therefore, the Speaker of Parliament did not say this case is closed. He said, while the investigators are investigating, give them a chance first. Give that a chance.
Dr. Mabaza, Parliament is there to offer oversight. The police can continue with their investigations, and meanwhile, Parliament can also open their own investigation. Not so?
No. If this was dealing with parliamentarians, yes, they can open their own investigations pertaining such a matter. Now, Parliament had taken time, and the police had wasted no time. The police are investigating our borders, our airports, everything which has been said there. They're investigating civil servants who said we can allow people to come in and come out, the Chindodo guy and the others. They're investigating them. That is nothing to do with Parliament. Parliament cannot reduce itself to be a police investigator. The Parliament will then investigate the police if the police fail to investigate the criminal.
So
the police are still investigating.
Thank you. Vamasiye, ndimi vemitemo, hanzi na vamabaza Parliament haigoni kuferefeta nyaya ichiri kuferefetwa nemapurisa sezvakataura vamudenda neZuro, Speaker of Parliament. Hongo ndizvo here izvo?
I don't think that's correct. Because the Parliament is there, it's a separate branch of the government. And it's got its own mandate of, as you rightly said, of holding certain institutions to account, and also talk and debate about issues that are happening in Zimbabwe, be it a separate arm of government. We've seen Parliament investigate issues regarding the corruption or tenders of electricity and all that stuff, seeing people coming to Parliament to answer questions and all that stuff. All those things were before, the police, and they were being investigated. This case is not, unique, and the Parliament can debate or can investigate and even talk about what has been happening, what has happened, in the mining industry or the gold that is being siphoned out of the country. So it is clearly a Parliament's mandate, and parliamentarians clearly have that right to question whoever is in authority or whoever could have been implicated in those documentaries that came out. So to me, I don't think there are any limitations, constitutional or otherwise, that can limit the Parliament from investigating this case. But to me, I just think it's a clear case of muzzling the citizens who are represented by the parliamentarians who sit in Parliament, and this is clearly a case where all doubts can be casted into this investigation, and one would not be blamed to say that there is or might be a cover up here because of that.
Siyabonga, please do stay on the line there. Vamasiye, ngize kuwe mnumzana Moringai. Yebo, sibone amalunga enu eParliament namhla obiti labo wende besithi hayi uspeaker usomlomo weParliament uphambanisile ngokuthi iParliament ayikhona ukuphenya lolu daba ngakho. Bathi kumele uphenyo lolu luvunyelwe engayala kokuphela umudenda kuyini eliza kwenza njengebandla. Mnumzana Moringai.
Ye, ngiyabonga. Ibeyikhathi ifoni yangikhona bengezwa kuhle, but from what I heard,
besithi mina liza kwenzani pho njenge-CCC eParliament njengoba umdenda esithali khona ukuphenya lolu daba njengeParliament?
Hayi, into eqakathekileyo is to follow the law. Ama-MPs ethu azalokhu ehamba ebuza wena lowo mbuzo ukuthi vele izinto ze-gold mafia zihamba njani until such a time ukuthi sekusuka lokhetho lapho esizareplace-a khona iZANU-PF. So wakathesi they are doing what is in their purview. So sithi kuqakathekile ukuthi ama-members of parliament ethu ame leqiniso until ilocation leyo isiphenyiwe sebebona ukuthi sokufika na.
Yes, siyabonga. Vama vazandiwe kwa muri. Vanhu vakawanda vari kushamisika kuti ko mukuru wenyika akapomerwa mhosva nevanhu vakabuda mudocumentary iri. Vachiti vari kudya vese, vari kuita zveuori vese, asi nanhasi vamunangagwa vasati vataura pamusoro pemashoko aya. Sei?
Mukuru wenyika haafanirwe kungopindira zvataurwa panhau. It's just news, news that dzakangotaurwa hadzina evidence. Vanhu veAl Jazeera vakaita documentary rao kwemakore anokwana kuita mairi vachiinvestigata because it was investigative journalism. Saka vaita investigative journalism yavo, vanhu veAl Jazeera vaifanirwa kuwana nguva yekubvunza mutungamiriri wehurumende kana mutauri wake kuti nyaya yauri kunzwa ini ine chokwadiwo here. Havana kuita izvozvo, havana kumubvunza, havana kuverifya nyaya yavo. Vakangoenderera mberi nekungoramba vachingotaura seguhwa rinongotaurwa mumugwagwa. Saka hazvingaite kuti chese changotaurwa nevanhu chisina humbo mukuru wenyika ongokomenda. Uyezve mukuru wenyika haana kunzi ari kubagoridhi, haana kunzi ari involved. Asi uyo akati ndinotaura nemukuru wenyika anondibvumidza kuti ndipinde nemari ndikataura naye nekuti ndira ambasada. Ukwangu wakutaura
mari yacho yakasviba inonzi money laundering. And those are serious allegations. Clearly the president must address those allegations.
No, nekuti those allegations haana kuti ndabvumidzwa, akati ndikataura nawo ndinobvumidzwa. Asa hapana umboho, there is no evidence where the president has been talked to. There is no evidence where the president has accepted or told this guy to continue doing it. So in other words, he cannot comment on hearsay evidence. He cannot comment on a gossip. Otherwise, he'll be talking every day because there's a lot of gossip, a lot of lies. So this Al Jazeera documentary was a poorly done documentary. I can tell you, even advocate my speaker can make a better documentary, even though he's not a journalist. But the Al Jazeera trained journalist failed because the first point of a journalist, Mr. Nkomo, you'd agree with me, is you verify both sides of a story, especially in a documentary. Phone the president and say, we've got this evidence. What is your comment? Phone the Roman government and say, we've got this evidence. What is your comment? They did not. They only came up with the program, which was wrong.
Thank you, Vamavaza. Vamasiye, you just received a vote of confidence there from Vamavaza, and you could have done better. Let's have your last word briefly as we close. Vamasiye, what's the way forward here?
Yeah, my way forward probably rides on what Mr. Mavaza was saying there. That all those questions, all those doubts were supposed to be interrogated by the parliament. That the more the need for the parliament to interrogate those questions and bring truth to light. But we've seen that, you know, that chance has been, you know, thwarted by the Speaker of Parliament. And that chance actually, you know, puts mud in the face of the citizens who are supposed to have answers and who are supposed to benefit from transparent investigations coming from institutions that they've put in place. So to me, I believe the parliament should investigate this case and be allowed to interrogate further this corruption, whether there was something or there was not. There's still need for the investigation.
Thank you there, Mr. Masiye. And that brings us to the end of our show. I would like to say thank you very much to our guests, Mr. Kenneth Masiye, human rights lawyer, Tim Moringai of the CCC, as well as Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF. Let's make another date tomorrow. Good night, Zimbabwe. I am Tunabili Nkomo.